My name is Lexi Brewer. My mom is the original health nut. If you've seen Parks and Recreation, Chris Traeger on that show is pretty much my mom. Growing up, white bread was the ultimate evil. Any sniffle was treated with the largest garlic pill you've ever seen. And I remember vividly on my sixth birthday, my mom baking this beautiful bear cake, which of course, since she's the original health nut, was sweetened with homemade fruit extract, packed full of whole wheat flour and nuts, and then had this like natural frosting on it, which made it kind of gray and shiny. And all of the kids at the birthday party refused to eat it, and I was mortified. As a kid, I know I resented her for it. Anytime I would go to a friend's house, I would stuff my pockets full of candy. But I've realized that her obsession with health was to shield me from what it's like to be a trailer kid, because when she grew up, there was no healthy food. There was no option. It was whatever her parents could pick up from the food banks, and her mom, with five kids living in a double wide, didn't have time to cook. My mom grew up in St. Helens, Oregon. It's on the Columbia River. Used to be a mill town. They shut down the mills and pretty much everyone's jobs in the past 10 years. Everyone should have the opportunity to grow up healthy. It shouldn't have to matter how much food you have or where you live. I grew up, every time we would go to grandma's, my cousins and I would each pick one of the like rusted out trailers in the yard, and that'd be like our own little kingdom. But my mom was horrified when she found this out, because there were so many like toxins and mold and things in there that we were exposed to all the time. And I could leave and come back to a comfortable middle class life, but my cousins couldn't. I feel bad now that I'm older, that I was so mean to her for trying to feed me healthy food when all she was trying to do was to give me the opportunity to not grow up being sick, which is what happened to her. I still don't like quinoa, but I ate it for my mom. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Lexi Brewer.